Deuteronomy chapter 22. If you see a neighbor's ox or sheep going astray, do not ignore it, but bring it back to its owner. If the owner does not live near you, or if you do not know who the owner is, then you should bring it to your home, and it will stay with you until the owner comes searching for it. Then you must return it to him. Do the same for his donkey, his clothes, or anything else your neighbor has lost and you have found. Do not refuse to help. If you see your neighbor's donkey or ox fallen along the way, do not ignore it, but help it get back on its feet. A woman must not wear men's clothing, nor a man wear woman's clothing, for whoever does these things is detestable to the Lord your God. If you come across a bird's nest along the road, whether in a tree or on the ground, with young ones or eggs, and the mother sitting on the young one or on the eggs, do not take the mother with the young. Let the mother go, but you may take the young for yourself, so that it may go well with you, and you may live long. When you build a new house, make a protective wall around your roof, so that your house will not be responsible for bloodshed if someone falls off the roof. Do not plant your vineyard with two kinds of seed, lest the whole yield will have to be forfeited, both the seed that you have planted as well as the produce of the vineyard. Do not plow with an ox and a donkey yoked together. Do not wear clothes made with wool and linen woven together. Make fringes on the four corners of the cloak with which you cover yourself. If a man marries a woman, and after sleeping with her, dislikes her, and accuses her of misconduct, and slanders her reputation by saying, "I took this woman, but when I slept with her, I discovered she was not a virgin," then the father and mother of the young woman must supply the proof of her virginity to the elders of the town at the gate. Then the young woman's father will say to the elders, "I gave my daughter in marriage to this man, but he dislikes her. Now he has accused her of misconduct, saying, 'I discovered your daughter was not a virgin, but here is the evidence of my daughter's virginity.'" Then they must spread out the cloth before the town elders. Then the town elders must take and punish him. They shall fine him 100 shekels of silver and give them to the young woman's father, because he has given a virgin in Israel a bad name. She will remain his wife, and he must never divorce her as long as he lives. But if the accusation is true, and there is no proof of her virginity, then they shall bring out the young woman to the door of her father's house, and the men of the town will stone her to death because she has done a disgraceful thing in Israel by prostituting herself in her father's house. In this manner you will purge evil from your midst. If a man is caught sleeping with another man's wife, both the man who slept with her and the woman must die. In this manner you will purge evil from Israel. If a virgin is engaged to a man, and another man meets her in the town and sleeps with her, then you shall bring them both out to the gate of that town, and you must stone them to death, the young woman because she did not cry out, being in the town, and the man because he has violated his neighbor's wife. In this manner you will purge evil from your midst. But if the man meets a young woman who is engaged in an open field, and the man forces her and rapes her, then only the man who violated her shall die. Do nothing to the young woman. She has not committed any sin worthy of death. This case is like when a man attacks his neighbor and murders him. Since he found her in an open field, the engaged woman cried out, but there was no one to rescue her. If a man finds a virgin that is not engaged and seizes her and rapes her, and they are discovered, then the man who violated her must give the young woman's father 50 shekels of silver, and she will be his wife. Because he has violated her, he may never divorce her as long as he lives. A man must not marry his father's wife and so dishonor his father.